This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, as we said up at the top of the broadcast, a whole lot of oil sloshing around out there, part of which is because the United States is producing so much of it. We are, according to the International Energy Agency, set to become the world's top producer. But with abundance often comes an unanticipated problem or two, because just as there is an oil boom, so too is there a boom in toxic oil field waste, waste that can end up in open pit disposal sites. From Texas Public Radio, David Martin Davies has that story.
It's a warm July Monday night in Nordheim, Texas, a town of 300, about 75 miles southeast of San Antonio. Farmers and ranchers are gathering at the old dance hall to organize against what they see as an environmental threat to their town. Jim Fulbright is a local rancher.
They're going to dump liquid oil field waste, all of the chemicals it has to do with fracking, and they have to do something with it.
Two enormous oil waste disposal facilities, one 200 acres and the other 575 acres, are being proposed for right outside of town. Retired school teacher Lynn Jansen is worried about her ranch, settled by her family in 1897.
There's just really no reason for our area to become the dump site for the Eagle Ford Shale.
Nordheim is in the middle of the most productive parts of the Eagle Ford Shale, a geologic formation saturated in oil. In 2013, it generated $87 billion in total economic output for the state of Texas.
I am not against fracking. I am not against the oil and gas industry. It's necessary. The country needs the energy.
The proposed waste facilities near Nordheim will handle millions of barrels of sludge. There are currently at least 67 large commercial surface facilities for oil field waste operating in Texas.
And if you've ever been around an oil rig or one of these waste dumps, there ain't no Chanel No. 5 there. It all stinks.
It doesn't just stink. The EPA and others have found that the fumes contain chemicals known to be hazardous to human health, including volatile organic compounds like benzene. But because oil and gas waste is exempt from federal hazardous waste regulations, most states don't require the monitoring of air emissions. So it's impossible to know if the chemicals are drifting into the air at levels high enough to affect public health.
Now, I'm just going to kind of let this thing self-regulate.
Last month, about 30 residents of Nordheim chartered a bus and took the 150-mile trip to Austin to testify at a public hearing about the pits. Also at the hearing, Republican State Representative Jeannie Morrison. She said the state needs these facilities, but
I'm not naive that we will always be confronted with the not in my backyard position. But this is truly in the backyard of the entire city of Nordheim.
But as Nordheim had its say, so did the company that is proposing the pits, Pyote Reclamation Systems. John Soule is their attorney. He stressed one particular point five times in the first 2 minutes of his presentation.
The waste that will be received is RCRA, or Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, exempt oil and gas waste. By definition, non-hazardous.
Non-hazardous because of a decision made by Congress and the EPA back in 1988 to exempt oil and gas waste from federal regulations in a move to spur domestic oil production.
It's entirely a matter of politics.
Ernest Smith literally wrote the book, the textbook, on oil and gas law. He's a specialist in the area and teaches it at the University of Texas Law School.
The oil and gas companies had sufficient pull that they were able to get it classified as non-hazardous.
But Smith believes this exemption won't last forever. He says pressure is building on the federal government to fix it, but that would come at quite a cost to industry, at least a six-fold increase in waste processing cost. That's why it's not likely to come in time to keep the pits out of Nordheim. In San Antonio, I'm David Martin Davies for Marketplace.
David's story was a partnership between Inside Energy, Inside Climate News, and the Center for Public Integrity.